Thank you for that amazing introduction. I feel like my life just flashed before my eyes, you know? So it's great to be back with you guys. It's lovely to see all of you again. It's great to see the cooler weather as well, right? Or am I the only one? I don't know. I also want to thank you guys for having the coffee morning. Was it two Saturdays ago on the graduation day? Thank you for that. I heard it was a great success. That's really good. As Arthur said, we want to share a little bit with you guys what we've done, where we've been, and where we're going to go. So if we can have the next one, please. Okay, ooh, can you guys see that?
It's a bit small, but...
Okay, all right. Well, we'll try and... Okay, so yeah, as many of you know, we were on the ship. That's where we met. And we continued to have this desire for mission. And when we were living in Japan, we wanted to go back into mission, but again, we had this desire to be trained, to be prepared, and so we started looking for Bible schools. And this is how we got into Cornerstone in the Netherlands. And we went to Cornerstone because, yeah, we wanted to learn more about the Bible, we wanted to learn how to communicate it, and also to grow in our faith. I'll just read out those points in case you can't see. So in the first year... Basically, the first year was to give us a good, strong foundation of the Bible and theology. So we learned a lot of theology. We studied a lot of books in the Bible. But we also learned about culture. We learned about ourselves, our personalities, and how different cultures kind of operate. And then in the second year, we learned a lot more kind of practical things for mission. So we learned church planting. We learned discipleship. We learned how to cope in cross-cultural settings. We learned how to learn languages, all of these different things. As you know as well, we went on two short-term trips. In the first year, we went to Turkey for 3 weeks, and in the second year, we went to Japan for 6 weeks. And it was just a really great time for us to be grounded in God's word, to learn more about it, and be prepared to go. And as you know, we will go back to Japan. And we say that we're going back to Japan, but actually our motivation, our purpose for going back to Japan this time, it's very different than the previous time. As you know, Manami couldn't get a visa for the UK, and so that's why we moved to Japan. And so the first time that I went to Japan, if we could go back, sorry. Thank you. The first time that we went to Japan, I knew nothing about Japan. I wasn't very interested in Japan. You know, most foreigners that go to Japan, they have some kind of interest. You know, they like the language, or they like anime or manga or something like this. I had zero interest in Japan. The only reason I went was because it was Manami's country and she couldn't live here. So we went to Japan, and it was quite a tough time. It was a tough 3 years for me to live there. And so I was very happy to leave Japan when we went to Cornerstone, and to get back into an English environment. That was really great for me. But through my studies, through learning church planting, so I studied how to plant a church in Japan. I studied Shintoism, which is like the Japanese religion. And through all of this, God really showed me the needs in Japan and gave me a heart for Japan, a compassion for Japan, an excitement for Japan. And so now when we go back, we're not just going back because that's the only country that we can live in and because that's Manami's country. We're going back because we really believe that's where God has called us. That's where God has given us a heart for, an excitement for. And so, yes, we're going back to Japan, but our purpose is very different this time. So before we were just there working and helping the church on the side, but this time we're going specifically to help the church, to be missionaries with that church and to reach out to Japan. Next one, please. So, yeah, this map doesn't really show everything clearly. Where is Japan? I think you all know in the world where Japan is. You all did geography. Where is Osaka? Osaka is like kind of down, kind of south on the main island of Japan. There we go. Thank you. Hey, that's good. That little red dot. And then where we're going is a town called Misaki. And that's the kind of blowout of Osaka. And it's the southernmost town of Osaka. And so to get into the kind of city of Osaka, probably the pictures that if you were to Google Osaka, you'd find some pictures. To get to that place is about an hour on the train. So we live very much in the countryside. with the church, and it's the southernmost town in Japan. And there's some statistics there. The population in Miyazaki is about 17,000 people. All right, you guys can see that. And the long picture at the bottom, that's basically the town of Miyazaki. That's the kind of view that the church has. So we have the sea on the left-hand side, we have the mountains on the right-hand side, and with the city of Osaka far in the background. Okay, next one, please.
So there are some need in Japan. That's why we are going to Japan as a missionaries. One of the huge need is the 97% of the population in Japan have never heard of the gospel. So it's not only that they are not Christian, but they probably never heard the word Jesus, maybe God, Bible. They don't. Many of them even don't know the church exists in Japan. So growing up in this country as a Christian was really interesting. Many people didn't know what I do, what people do in there. And also another need and darkest point of Japan is the high suicide rate. Number one cause of death among people between 15 to 39 is suicide. It's really, really sad statistic. And maybe the main reason will be caused by stress from work or studies, or it's also caused by culture. One of the culture for us is that we don't share everything. That's not being unfriendly or being rude, but it's just part of the culture. To be polite, you don't say everything. So then what happens is that when you have some struggles in your life, you don't share to anyone. Then you just, it just pile it up in your heart, then it just explodes in the most saddest way. And discipleship for believers is also one of the need in this country. There are many young first-generation believers. So as you can imagine, 97% of the people have never heard the gospel, and there are only around 0.5% Christians in this country. So if you start to come to church, then you are probably the only one who goes to church and who believes in God in work, family, any kind of circles they belong to. So for them to keep their faith, it's really hard. One of the examples would be like funerals. Like people need to go to funerals from company or family, different things. But majority of them will be Buddhism style. In Buddhist funerals, you go and you worship dead body and spirits around it. You need to do that if you go there. So as a young believer, what can they do? Do they need to refuse the family, or do they need to worship this spirit? What can they do? So like, there's a huge need of being alongside with the young believers and to really go through every single thing in their life. Next one, please. So we want to do that with this church called Miyazaki Evangelical Church. It's the church in the picture there. And this church belongs to an organization called Japan Evangelical Church. It's JEC. This JEC have around 55 churches in Japan. Majority of them are average of around 30 to 50 people. In our church, Miyazaki Evangelical Church, we have 30 to 35 people. And the people you can see in the other side of the picture, like those pictures. So in this church, there are many older generations, and like up above 70s, and the younger generations below 30, and they're not so much in between. So it's a bit hard for the other 70 people to disciple this teenager, tell them what to do. It's a bit hard. So we really want to be there to be a bridge between them and be alongside with both of the different generations. Because this over 70 people, also they are the only Christian in their family. Majority of them are. And it's really hard. So yeah, we want to be involved in both sides of ministries and be with this church. Next slide, please.
Yeah, if we have the next one. So this is what we hope to do. And there's one on there that is what I have to do. It's what I should do. That's learn Japanese. I have basic Japanese already from living there before. But in order to really connect with Japanese, you have to know the language. You know, if it's like any country, if you're going to go there, if you really want to connect with people, you have to know their heart language. And so that is the thing that I have to do when I get there. That is my first goal, my first aim. And other things that we hope to do is preaching in the church. I've preached there a number of times before. It's something that I enjoy doing. It's one of my gifts. And so this is something that I really want to grow in and get better at. English is also something that we want to do. English is something, it's a great way to get to know people in Japan. Everybody wants to speak English. Nobody can speak English. So it's a really good way just to kind of get to meet people and to share your life with them, to get to know them. And so this is something that we're really going to be doing in the church, as part of the church, to reach out to the local area. But then also probably maybe as a part-time job, maybe a little bit further afield with other churches around in the area. We already mentioned discipleship with the young people. There are a few guys that I really need to get alongside. They don't usually come to church unless we're there. So I'm really looking forward to kind of seeing them and trying to get them excited in the church and getting them excited in God's word. And then, of course, it's all about relationships. You know, you can't do anything in Japan without having a relationship with the people. It's going to take a long time. It's going to be hard work. But everything is about relationships. Everything that we're going to be doing is about relationships. If we can have the next one, please. So how can you help us? Well, of course, you can pray. That's the most important thing. You can pray for us. Please pray for safe travel. So we are in Newcastle area for one more week, and then we are in the UK until the end of August. On the 28th of August, we will fly to Japan. The majority of our time that we're here, we're going to be down in Aldershot, where my parents now live. But for this week, we're here. We get to visit you guys. We get to visit my sisters and some more family and friends, which is great. Please pray for traveling. We're doing a lot of that over the next couple of weeks. As I mentioned, language learning, please pray for this. I'm not very confident in speaking in English in my own language, so when it comes to speaking in another language, which is totally different than English, I really need confidence for this. So please pray that, I have patience, wisdom, and language for learning, and just confidence to try it out. This is my big hurdle at the moment, just to practice. Please pray for wisdom in the outreaches that we're going to be doing with the church, with other churches. Our six-week trip to Japan, we were with OM and we connected with them. And so we've offered our help for a Christmas outreach that they're going to have around November time. So hopefully we can help with that as well. And for finances, for wisdom in finances. So we're going to go and work with this church. They want to pay us. The problem is that they don't have a lot of money, so we don't know how much they can pay us. They're meeting today, actually, to decide that. But we do know that whatever they pay us, it's not going to be enough to live on. And so I mentioned earlier maybe a part-time job, so one of us will probably have to do that. The English can also be a way of getting some income in. People like to pay for lessons, English lessons, so this is another thing. But really wisdom, just to know which way to go, which direction. Should we get a part-time job? Should we just teach English and use that way? And things like this.
Yeah. And also another way is to keep in touch will be really great. So one of the way will be to receive our newsletters. So if you don't receive newsletters, we do send by emails. So you can come to us like after the service, and you can let us know your email, and we can send you. We try at least every other month to send a newsletter. And also, maybe it will be really a great encouragement for you to send us some your updates. It doesn't need to be long emails. It can be short ones or some pictures. But it will be really, really nice to know how's the life going in here. We really keep loose of track in how the life is going on in many people's lives. And also, one of the exciting one will be you can come and visit us in Osaka. It just feels a little bit far, but but there is a plane going on, of course, and it's a really nice place to visit. Now, as you could see, the view is really nice from our church. And also outside of the church, there's really nice places where you can go. And as we mentioned, the English is really a great way to reach out to people. So if we have more native speakers or more English speakers coming to Japan, then people are just generally attracted, like, oh, we want to talk to you. So it will be really great if you can come and visit us as well.
Yeah, and finally, sorry, one more thing. If we can go up the next slide. So this verse is kind of the verse that we've chosen for our time going to Japan. I can read it out on here. It says, "Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father." We have little cards that look a little bit like this. It has English on one side, Japanese on the other, if you're interested in having a difficult time trying to figure out what Japanese is. I'll give you a clue, it's exactly the same on both sides. But if you would like one of these, we have quite a few with us. If you just want to remember us to pray for us, it has our email addresses on it if you want to keep in contact. Please come up to us at the end. Take one of these, we'd love to give them to you. Thank you very much for listening. If you want to go back, one. And then if you guys want to pray, that would be awesome. Thank you very much.